Hi guys, and welcome to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. I am back with an amazing co-host. It's so good to hear from you once again. Yuki, how's it going?
I am eating. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
What are you eating?
Teriyaki.
I feel like every podcast needs to be a different snack. Like, next time we podcast, you can't have teriyaki.
You don't tell me what to do.
You know what? I think it'd be funny. Like, just try. I'm expanding your food horizons. We are back, and today we are talking about Yu Yu Hakusho, but more specifically, the Yu Yu Hakusho OVAs. I came across these a while back, and I was like, Yuki, we need to podcast about this. And Yuki and I, the very first podcast we did, just her and I, was Yu Yu Hakusho. We're both huge Yu Yu Hakusho fans. We're very excited for this. But first, Yuki, how have you been since the last podcast? Are you excited for this topic? How's it going?
Oh my god. Okay, so when you approached me about this, I was like, I know exactly what to talk about this, because you know, like, I'm sure I've already told you that when I was hugely into Yu Yu Hakusho, I actually got interested in the OVAs once it was announced.
Yeah.
Oh my. So I got really excited to talk about this, especially when I was like one of the people that were like really like, what's the word, overly excited for this topic, like for like the OVAs. I was hugely excited for it before it was even dubbed, and when I found out it was gonna be dubbed, I was like, yes.
Here's the thing, in my opinion, like, I feel like Yu Yu Hakusho, like, being like, it's been like almost 25 years since it was released at this point of the podcast, when we're recording this. I feel like some people don't even know there was an OVA of Yu Yu Hakusho. Some people, when I talk to them about Yu Yu Hakusho and its OVAs, they're like, what? Yu Yu Hakusho has OVAs? Yuki, do you want to tell us what an OVA is for the person who has like no idea what it is?
Okay, so I can talk about this. OVA is basically short for original video animation, which is like kind of like, which is usually used for like specials.
Exactly.
Hopefully I'm using the term correctly with what OVA stands for, because yeah. But anyways, usually OVAs are kind of like considered as specials for like a certain series. For example, everyone knows Helsing, or hopefully everyone knows Helsing, and there's like the Helsing OVA, which is Helsing Ultimate, and it's basically kind of like specials, and it has two-digit like OVAs, but overall, it's actually just kind of like, you know, specials, I would think. So yeah. Is that a good explanation?
I can understand it by myself. I think that's a very good explanation of it. 10 spirit guns out of 10.
I am now Yuki Sensei.
All right. So let's talk about these different OVAs. The very first one is a live ambush interview during the Dark Tournament arc, where Kodo, the referee, walks into the room, and we see Kurabara, Hiei, Yusuke, and she wants to interview them. But they're all very, very, very angry and just pissed off. Like, what was your first impressions when you saw this OVA and you just saw them act so out of character? I guess not Hiei, because he's Hiei, but like when I saw Yusuke like be that mad, I was like, that's not Yusuke.
When I saw that, I immediately assumed it was like, because at the time I was already watching the Yu Yu Hakusho DVDs, so when I saw that OVA, I was like, maybe this was based off after like Genkai was, you know,
yeah, deceased,
yeah, and so
which
I was
would explain
like,
their anger.
Yeah, like, I couldn't think of anything else but that when they were, like, all serious, because, like, even I was crying when Genkai died, and so I could figure that, I could come to the conclusion that that was the reason why they were, like, all serious and angry.
Right. And I love when she goes up to Kurama and she's like, so what are your thoughts as the most calm member of the group? And Kurama says, you would be wise not to stand that close to me. And then it turns into Fox Kurama. I was like, okay, even Kurama's pissed? Oh, my God.
I was so like, when I saw that, I was like so happy because I was like, damn.
Yuki has a very soft spot for Fox Kurama.
No, not Fox Kurama. I'm talking about both. But mostly everything for Kurama. Kinsuichi. Yes, I have a thing for Kurama. I really do like him.
He's a great character. I mean, my favorite is Hiei, personally.
Oh my god! Okay, I just came to the freaking... Oh my god, okay.
What's up?
So I found out that Kurama's Japanese voice actor, Megumi Ogata... oh my god. So, not only was she the voice of one of the Sailor Scouts in Sailor Moon, and also she was also the original voice for Yugi and Yami Yugi.
Yami and Yugi,
In the original Yu-Gi-Oh series, she's also played like the main character in the first Danganronpa game, and I'm just like, oh shit, it took me a long time to realize this.
Man, that's crazy that she's got so many roles. That's actually really cool. I wish I could have that many roles. All I have is Zabuza in a bridge Naruto.
Oh yeah, and I am Haku in the same abridged series.
That's all we get.
Actually, I've been working on something.
Don't make me jealous.
I would tell you, like, you don't have to be jealous. We could talk about it afterwards.
I'm already jealous. But
I'm afraid you might say no to it, so.
You know what? I'm just going to say yes to it right now, and then, like, whatever. I'll just do it.
Okay, all right, Kyo, you know what the fuck it is, so.
Okay, perfect. Moving on to our next OVA. So there was this next OVA. I'm actually like, I really, really, really enjoyed it. It was the group, Botan and Keiko and Yusuke and Hiei and Kurama, Kuwabara, and all of them trying to take that classic group picture together. And it was really cool because I saw that group photo all the time. And I'm wondering, like, I never saw them take that picture in the series. And then when I saw the OVA of them trying to take the picture, it was actually really I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And I loved how Hiei was, like, on the side. Like, he's like, I don't want to be in this picture. And then they just, like, take him and drag him. Like, you're in this picture.
They literally had to drag him. It was so funny.
You don't have a choice, Hiei.
He doesn't.
Oh my god.
If you like Yukina, right? Like his sister?
Yeah, Yukina.
Oh my god. So I loved the fact that like Yukina didn't want to take a picture because she was afraid of like the myth where it's just like it will take her soul.
Oh,
like,
I know, right?
Will take her soul. It was so cute. I was like, "Oh."
I honestly, like, after not watching Yu Yu Hakusho for a long time, you know how you kind of forget about certain characters in the anime? Yukina, I kind of forgot about her, but, like, watching that OVA refreshed my memory of, like, everything she's been through, and it was nice to see.
You forgot about the Yukina arc?
Well, yeah, you watch so many different animes that, yeah, I forgot about the Yukina arc, definitely.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
These things happen.
But, yeah, I know. Even I forget my sons.
Oh, yeah. How you forgot about Deku?
No, I would never forget him. He's actually my favorite son.
Oh, my God. The next OVA, I really had a hard time understanding what it was about. It was like Yusuke just like running and then falling into rocks. And then he shows up in an elevator. Like, what was your interpretation of that entire next OVA? That was so random to me. So random.
I was like... Why is Genkai there?
right. And then she's like, are you going to tell me who you think I was? He's like, I'll take the fifth. And she's like, okay, fifth floor. And then it turns out he's in an elevator. That was actually pretty funny in my mind. And like the guy behind is like, oh, I'll take the 11th.
I'll take the 12th.
That was really funny.
I'm sorry. But, oh my god. I was like, at that point, I was like, whenever I see that OVA, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't know. Like, I watched it, but I was like, it just made me feel weird. So I was just like, no.
I don't know. Like, that one was the weirdest one out of all of them for
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It kind of threw me off, but it was still it was still very, very funny for me.
Well, it was for you, obviously.
Everything's funny to me.
Yeah. But, oh God, can we go to the next one where it's just like, can I introduce the next one?
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so the next one was actually, like, Yusuke wakes up again. He finds himself in a room that's, like, those walls are pink and, like, and then all of a sudden he sees Botan, and then, like, he gets really confused as of, like, where they were and then, like, what's she doing? And it turns out that, like, and then all of a sudden he and Kurama comes in, and it turns out that in that sequence, Botan and Yusuke were married. How do you think about that?
I totally shipped them together. I've shipped them together since day one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why, but I always shipped, like, Botan with Kuenma. I don't know why.
What, really?
It's more the fact that it's just, like, grown up, like Kuenma, like, you know, when he's, like, takes the physical form of, like, an adult.
Right.
But it seems funny to me.
The reason why I ship Botan and Yusuke is when I was watching the Yu Yu Hakusho Poltergeist Report, for some reason, I'm pretty sure it's that movie where it starts out with this huge flood and Spirit World is, like, gonna be basically under floods and everything, and Kuenma sends Botan. He's like, you gotta go get Yusuke right now, we're in trouble, we need Yusuke to take care of this huge mess. And so Botan, like, by the time she gets to the human world, she's super weak and she, like, falls into Yusuke's arms, and I just, like, in that moment, I just kind of, like, picture them, like, together. I just, like, these guys could definitely be an item. I just felt like it would make sense. Do you not see them together at all, or do you see them, like, as an item? Like, what's your opinion on just that little stance there?
I don't know. Like, when I see them interact, all I saw was just, like, I don't know, it was just, like, strong bond friendship or, like, brother and sister kind of thing, but, like, people can view what they want to view, but I feel that, although I don't ship it, I think there are other people that ship it too, which is why there is a reason for the OVA.
Definitely. And to finish on that, that whole Yusuke waking up and being married to Botan OVA, I really liked the fact that Yusuke was the employee for once. It's kind of funny to take the main character of the series and downgrade him to being like, oh yeah, you're the employee of Hiei and Kurama, like, and you don't have a choice.
That's what it would have been.
That was really funny.
And like, who's like, who's his, like, co-worker? Is it, like, Kuwabara?
Well, you know what? I think it would have been funny. Really, even funnier. The creators could have made Kuwabara.
What if we make Kuwabara, like, the complete boss? Like, the head boss?
Yeah, exactly. Andrew Mesh. Oh, that's a horrible impression. Yeah.
We don't want an attempt.
Right. But it would be really funny. Really, really funny if Kuwabara ended up being the boss. Was there anything else you wanted to say about this OVA? Or can we jump to the next one?
We can get to the next one.
The next one is my favorite one. The war.
Oh, are you talking about the war? Oh my God. That's,
yeah,
go
ahead.
Favorite.
Go ahead. Please.
Oh my God. So the next one is like, okay, so Yusuke wakes up in a freaking on a bench.
Does he not wake up at the worst moments? Like, oh, I'm married to Botan. Oh, I'm in the middle of a war.
Like, yeah, he's literally sitting on a bench. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, there comes, like, freaking, like, planes that would be used for war, and then he turns to hear familiar voices, and it was like Kuwabara and Kurama, and then, like, he just walks over to them and just like, hey, what's going on? And then literally, like, everything goes dark, and we hear Kuwabara just like telling him to get down and literally carrying him into the pipe. And then you can literally see Hiei next to Kurama. It's just so funny. I love it. That was, like, my favorite.
I know, right? But, like, he's like, watch out, you're getting shot at. And I loved how, like, when, like, the gunshots or whatever, it's just, like, the sound effects of the guns. And then they're just, like, taking the actual, like, video and just chopping it. In and out of it, like it's black, it's back to Yusuke, it's black screen, back to Yusuke, black screen, back to Yusuke. Like, that's the way it's, like, edited, which I thought it was kind of cheap, but it worked for me. It was funny.
It's really funny. No, my favorite from that was, like, when Hiei calls Kuwabara sir or captain.
Oh, man, that was really funny. I loved how it was like Keiko's a target. Like, oh, we have sights on the target. And then on the target.
And Kuwabara's sister, like, what was her name?
The name is slipping for me right now.
Oh, my God. It's been so long. But, like, she's also a target there, too. And I'm just like, Kuwabara, why do you want to attack your sister?
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. I was like, yeah, Kuwabara, that sounds like a great plan.
God. It made me so happy just, like, watching that movie. It's just so great.
Shizuru, like, is the sister.
Okay. All right. Like, I liked her.
Great. She was good. And I was happy to see her in the OVAs, too.
I'm actually happy that she actually shares the same ability as Kuwabara.
Well, she does have some psychic abilities, but that's pretty much it as far as I can remember.
Yeah, but it just seems really cool because it doesn't make Kuwabara like seem like overpowered as like sibling wise.
No, definitely. What'd you think of Yusuke and Hiei going up to Keiko and Shizuru and like offering them like all these services, and then like Shizuru and Keiko are like, no, it's fine. We already have the Pit of Evil update. What is that? What's the Pit of Evil update? What is that, Yuki?
Rest in peace, Hiei.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's you're falling down and you're done. And then Yusuke's like, "Oh, yay, what happened?"
Rest in peace, child. No. But like, oh God. I was like, when I saw the face, like when you saw the face, didn't you feel like that shiver down your spine?
A little bit. Yeah, definitely.
I did. And I was just like, holy shit. It would have been a lot more scarier and like out of character though if it was like, like, Yukino was also there, too.
You know what? I feel like Yukino being there would have been would have thrown in a good dynamic of, like you would have, like, two brother and sister, and, like, they're, like, targeting each other. Well, the brothers are targeting the sister in that situation. Would have been pretty funny to see how that goes, for sure.
But then again, no one really suspects Yukino to be, like that.
No, definitely. I agree with that.
She's, like, the angel. She's a precious girl.
And you know what's really funny too about that one? It's like when Yusuke like steps on poop, and then it's like a big golden like thing. I was like, what is that supposed to be? It was the same thing as Rock Lee and his ninja pals in the first episode. Rock Lee like almost falls in poop twice, and it's like every time it's like this big shiny golden like thing. Like, are they not allowed to show like brown color?
Oh my God. I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't know, maybe they just didn't want to, like, show it to, like, make it, people who are watching to feel, like, grossed out, especially when I am guilty of, watching anime while eating, so
That might be, okay, right. What if people are eating right now as they're listening to this podcast and we're talking about poop? Sorry about that. Some people tell me they listen to this on their lunch break. Sorry about that, guys.
I'm eating too, so hi.
all right. And then there's one last OVA to get here, and this one was a gem. Yusuke in a teddy bear pajama. I mean, I'm sorry, Yusuke, you can pretend to be as hard as you want. You like your toughness went from 10 to 0 just because of that pajamas. What did you think of that OVA? He's married to Botan again. What's happening, Yuki?
Yeah, but think about this one. It's just like, imagine if like in that dream they're like Botan wants to try for a baby. Think about that.
Oh my God,
that would be like horrifying than the first married dream.
Yeah. I mean, now that I think of it, like that little like end when he wakes up like in the teddy bear pajamas. I think it was actually attached to the Pit of Evil thing. So I think that's what
that
happened.
I didn't even think about that. That's so true. And like the pit of death, pit of darkness, or a pit of death. It just like wakes up in the pajamas, and then they're in the married to Botan. Rest in peace, Yusuke. Rest in peace.
And then it's at the end of it all, which made me laugh the most. It's like end, and then it stops, and then it says endless.
Oh my God. That's clever. Oh my God. Actually, to add into the podcast,
Yeah.
because this is Yu Yu Hakusho, there's actually one thing I actually want to address, include that is like part of like that's kind of OVA-ish.
Of course, go ahead.
I don't think
Go
you
ahead, go ahead.
I don't think you've ever seen it, but like, okay, so they basically have like this anniversary thing, I think, and like it's all dark. Kuwabara leads Kurama and Yusuke to like a thing in the darkness, and then once the lights turn up, it was actually like a group. They're literally in front of like an audience, and they're on a stage. Kurama and Yusuke, they both were questioning Kuwabara, just like, "What is this? What is this?" And so apparently, Kuwabara like arranged there to be like a thing for female or like all like most audiences, and
Right.
and basically, it's just like them like doing a fan service thing where it's just like they tell like the listeners good morning. And then like I think good night
Okay.
or in like a date or something, and then like the each character had to do it, and Kurobara no reaction, Yusuke no reaction, Kurama though got the reactions for sure. And so they lit and then like they tricked Hiei into coming because he wasn't there. So it was all dark and he was like dragged into it, but no one told him about what exactly it was because they all knew that Hiei would never do it. So they tried to get him to say other things because they used like the power of new technology to mix.
Okay.
And like, oh my God, it's so funny, but like Karam, like he was able to say a sentence where it could be used for like a good morning thing, and then like while Kuwabara and Yusuke were just like cheering, Kurama did like he for the last bit like the good night and like the date thing, he literally just said some forbidden words to Hiei, and Hiei was just like so full of flames. He was just like, "What? You're telling me that he wants to take Yukina out on a date and then not return until the next morning?" And
That's so
then
funny.
it is funny. It is really funny. God, I'm sorry, but like it's let's just say it ended with literally a bang.
I
But yeah, I am not even
can't believe I
kidding.
missed all of this. I need to go back and watch that.
I'll send you the link.
Perfect.
But that's what I want to say.
For sure. So, before we sign off, this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode of the podcast. Obviously, we're not covering an entire anime. We're talking about OVAs, which have much less substance. But something really interesting happened a while ago. Chuck Hubbard, the voice actor for Hiei, actually did an AMA on the Yu Yu Hakusho subreddit. And so, if you guys don't know what Reddit is, it's like this website, and it has all these different communities called subreddits. And there's one dedicated to Yu Yu Hakusho, where you can go interact with other people about Yu Yu Hakusho. And so an AMA is Ask Me Anything. And so that's where fans can ask anyone in that like community anything they want, and he just goes and answers them. And some very interesting questions came up. So the first one I want to read here, which was really interesting, and I wanted your thoughts on this, Yuki. So the first question I want to talk about is, what's your favorite line as Hiei? And he said that his two favorite lines were, "What does it feel like to walk around in a haze of complete stupidity?" And obviously, "Dragon of the Darkness Flame." I mean, those are classic lines in my opinion. What do you think of that?
Oh my God. I actually met Chuck Huber once, and I was actually in his presence also. So I'm just like, I feel that since it's a classic, of course you would be able to have those as like, I think it's really nice that he has favorite lines from it, especially when it's like a role that he had long ago, even around like the Dragon Ball Z era. So I felt very happy just to like, because it makes me feel like he remembers like at least a bit of like his role of Hiei. Actually, I have a funny story to tell. Is that when I met him, I asked him if he could just say something as Hiei, because, yeah, of course, I was still into Yu Yu Hakusho, a huge fan. And so I asked him to say something in friggin' Hiei's voice, and then he's just like, he asked me for my name, and then he said, "Alex, like, I'm going to kill you." Like, he said, like, something, and it was just like, "And then I'm going to kill you, and then we're going to go have tea."
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
It is funny. I was just like, god, it's so great. I said thank you, and it was just like, it's really sweet.
Oh man. I wanted to also touch on this other question he was asked during the AMA. He was asked, if there were to be a remake of Yu Yu Hakusho, would you be up to voice act Hiei again? And he says, hell yeah, I'd be up to it. Insider info, because the person also asked if he had any insider info about a remake of Yu Yu Hakusho. He says, I think reality is created by our intentions, who, if we all clap hard enough, thinker Hiei will live again. So, and he said,
Hiei will rise up from the dead.
He said, he has no insider info, just desire info.
Aww.
I would love a Yu Yu Hakusho remake, personally.
Well, yeah, same. Like, it would be, like, interesting to talk about again. Like, if they did, like, do, like, a reboot, that would be something interesting to talk about.
I would really, really like that. Oh, my god.
God.
Anything else you wanted to add about this whole Yu Yu Hakusho thing? This is going to be a shorter episode of the podcast. But any final thoughts, Yuki, you want to talk to us about Yu Yu Hakusho or anything on the OVAs, any trivia, anything?
I want to get the... Okay, about Yu Yu Hakusho, though. I really... Okay, I'm pretty sure that you tagged me into it. Because, Jayan, you were the one that showed me, like, the new art of, like, Yu Yu Hakusho
that was
going around. It was so good.
It's really gorgeous.
Like,
I know, right?
I just really want Yu Yu Hakusho, like, rebooted. Because, oh my god, I know for a fact that, like, some of the things in the anime is kind of different in the manga. Because,
right.
Like, originally, from the manga, Yusuke's mom was in there in the Dark Tournament.
Yeah, she was.
And I... Oh, my God. And, like, Botan didn't really have much of a big role as she did in the anime, so that'd be interesting to see.
It would be very interesting to see. You know what? I want to see Yusuke's mom versus Toguro final round. Go! $10 on Yusuke's mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. A song came up in my head.
Which one?
Yusuke's mom has got it going on.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
Nothing. Like, nothing at all that comes to mind. What about you?
All right. So for me, I love Yu Yu Hakusho so much. And if you guys want more content, there's the two Yu Yu Hakusho movies, Yu Yu Hakusho the movie and Poltergeist Report. Both really good movies, in my opinion. I really enjoyed them. As far as these OVAs are concerned, I really enjoyed them. I'm happy I came across some more Yu Yu Hakusho content. It's one of my favorite animes ever. And it's like finding like little gems here and there about that anime. And, you know, it's crazy to think that this anime is now 25 years old. That's like... That's a quarter of a century, guys. That's insane. And it's still, like, being talked about. I know, right? That makes me feel very old, too. I really, really, truly enjoy this anime from the bottom of my heart. And these OVAs were so hilarious. It was fun to see the characters out of character, if that makes sense. Like, not in their comfort zone. Like, out of, like, what they're normally doing here and everything. So... I think that was cool. Another thing I really would have wanted to see, like, a Yu Yu Hakusho OVA, but only with bad guys. Like, just imagine, like, Sensui and Toguro, like, hanging out together. Like, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God. Like, are you talking about, like, as a, like, special?
Like, as an OVA.
Oh, my God. Like, funny. Oh, my God. That'd actually be really funny. Like, Omake. Yes.
It would be great. Okay, so that's gonna be it for everything Yu Yu Hakusho related. Yuki, where can people find you online if they wanna follow your stuff, your channel, your Twitter? What's going on?
You can follow my Twitter at MiraculousXYuki. I have said this many times that I would post something on my YouTube channel, but actually, recently, for those who, I've already mentioned this before, I'm a huge Danganronpa fan. For the first thing that's gonna come onto my channel is actually gonna be, a playthrough, a blind playthrough of, Danganronpa V3, Killing Harmony, the new game. So, I'm gonna actually be posting that as my first video, so please look forward to it.
Definitely, and I'll be sharing that for sure. When I cannot wait. I can't wait. Yuki, you're gonna put a video on YouTube. I'm so proud of you. All right, is that everything?
Yeah. And also, we have a Discord too.
Yes, the Giant Music Discord. You can follow that. You can join that for sure. Anyone who wants to join in, come in, talk anime, talk anything. I'm very, very open. Anyone can join. No worries.
Yeah. Just don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, we don't like jerks. No one likes a jerk.
Exactly.
We'll spirit gun you.
I feel so bad though because like I remember like I hung out in the Discord, but nowadays I'm just like kind of busy that like I haven't had time for it.
Well, I just remember one time, like the one time you came in, I swear like that was the most chat I ever saw in the Discord. Like, literally scrolling. I was like, oh my god, this is so much conversation.
Yeah, because I arrived.
Yeah, I know. Life of the party arrived. The savage genius life of the party showed up.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
It was none other than Yuki.
None other than Yuki. So, for myself, guys, obviously you can follow the podcast, Anime Podcasters, on soundcloud.com/giantmusic. You can also leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And also, I would like to let you guys know that this month on Giant Music is Yu Yu Hakusho month. That's why we have this Yu Yu Hakusho themed podcast. I have covers of Yu Yu Hakusho coming out all month long, and some that already came out. So go check those out. My Twitter is at Giant Music. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, youtube.com/Giant Music. And that's going to be it, guys. Thank you all so much for joining. And as of the release of this podcast, we're officially in the 20s. This is the 21st episode. By the time this comes out, this will be the 21st episode of the podcast. We're in the 20s, Yuki.
Oh, my God.
That's
it's
crazy.
So old.
It's crazy. It's honestly crazy.
Jesus Christ.
We grew up so fast.
I know.
All right, guys. Before Yuki cries herself to death, I wish you guys an amazing day, an amazing month. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Ta-ta.
Spirit gun.